Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Tim Stafford with the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we are on a weird night tonight, Thursday at 7 p.m. We're usually here every other Monday at 7 p.m., but this week a special thing happened, and that was that Stevie had a birthday last Monday, and he turned 22, and so, you know, for that special day, we decided that we would move it to Thursday so that he could... you know, do whatever he had to do on his birthday. So we're on a special time this week. This is not a forever change. It's just a special time because we didn't want to miss doing this show on the importance of Mother's Day and the importance of mothers and honoring mothers. So we wanted to talk about that. But if you want to be a guest tonight, if you're listening and you want to call in and share your opinion, we would love to hear from you. 323-417-6724, 323-417-6724. And if you want to call in, just be patient. We'll get you on. And so, Stevie, first of all, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so very much, Tim. Thank you so much. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be here. You know, yeah. I sure wish I you know, I don't know if I wish I was 22 or not. I mean, I wish I was 22 and knew what I knew now. How about that?
It'd be nice to be, you know what, it'd be nice to be 25 and know what I know now. That'd be nice.
I can live
my life a lot differently if that were the case, don't you think?
Absolutely. And you know what, you're speaking about years and living. I used to talk to my dad. Sometimes we're doing things around the house, so to be out. You know, I grew up in the country, so I used to be in the woods hunting all the time before I started traveling. You know, going to college and getting drafted to New York and Carters and whatnot, but. I said, come on, you didn't move around with fast. You know, I said, listen, boy, he said, keep living. You're going to get old one day, too. Keep living. And you know what? I tell everyone, you know, you think about your age. Well, I'm young and all this, okay. Okay, my dad said, just keep living. You know, and like you say, hope to, you know, you can get to 4 to 4 years of age these days, and even longer. But I am blessed, and I relaxed on my birthday, Tim. I didn't do too much. Just relaxed, man. Just had a nice dinner and just relaxed. I was a little bit under the weather. Just a hair under the weather. Not too much. Just, I guess with my sinus, just for a second, but just for a day. Just relaxed. How you been?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm doing fine. You know, I've got a lot going on. So, we're coming up. I have a 18-year-old son who's graduating high school this month. So, that's just crazy.
Oh, wow.
I just can't believe it. I know. It seems like he was just a baby. As a matter of fact, my wife said we're doing a thing. There's a thing at the church that they're doing next week, not this week, but next week, where all the graduates come up and they talk about what they're going to study, and it's kind of cool. And they show pictures of them, like baby pictures or whatever, and then they show, of course, the picture of them now graduating. So it's kind of a cool thing. And my wife sent me a picture today of me with him when he was just a little baby. I mean, he was just a baby. And I just couldn't believe it. I thought, man, that seems like yesterday that that's the case. So we're busy with that. And, yeah, we're pretty busy with all that right now.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a truly good thing. It really is. Really is. You know, be blessed to have your son. So that's a good thing. But, you know, it was a very important past weekend. You know, in just the last few days, even with Mother's Day, and I want to talk about the Mother's Day, why is it so important? And I know everyone could say, well, you're gonna say the usual, okay, because she's here, because your mom has been this way, that way, but we're gonna hopefully we can explain this, Tim, to our listeners. In both ways, There are some not so good ways, but very positive ways too, that an understanding that a lot of our listeners can kind of understand to better their lives and move forward. But I'm going to give you a definition, Tim, of a mother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you two definitions, actually. It says a woman in relation to a child or children to whom she has given birth. And it goes on too. It says mother as a noun. It says a female parent, one's female parent, a mother-in-law, stepmother, or adoptive mother, still a mother. You know, Becky says a woman in relation to a child or children to whom she has given birth. What do you think about that, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, you know, read that again. Read that what you just did.
Okay.
That one more time. I think I missed it.
I said a definition because, you know, I put example, explain, and I want to explain this.
Yeah, right.
It says a definition of a mother says a woman in relation to a child or children to whom she has given birth.
Right,
so,
right.
Especially her
kids. I would call that the biological definition, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I am a mother because I gave birth to a child, you know, but kind of like we've talked about this before with fathers, there are biological fathers and then there are actual fathers, you know, they're actual. And so I think there are mothers out there that we have a lot of mothers that are out there, could be listening to this show right now even, who have not necessarily given birth, but they've, you know, they've adopted or they've done something or maybe they haven't, you know, adopted, but they take care of kids in their neighborhood or whatever, and they're like a mother to people. I think motherhood is far more than just giving birth. There's a lot more to it than that. So I think it's an accurate definition, but I think we need to discuss what really a mother, you know, why would we honor just a person just because they gave birth to somebody? I mean, you know, we honor mothers because they mean so much more to us than that. And they're nurturing, and they are, you know, they really help us to understand how important we are as human beings. You know,
right.
And so,
right, right. And then it goes into, like you said, you kind of went into it. Actually, the other definition says a female parent, one's female parent, a mother-in-law, stepmother,
right.
or adoptive mother. You know,
right,
so
right, right.
Makes it too a lot of it on Mother's Day, and then just not Mother's Day. And I'm going to say that. Let's note that Mother's Day is not just a one-time celebration. It's
right.
everyday celebration. And
right.
it says, you know, it says, let's say, mother-in-law, stepmother, or adoptive mother. Any mother that has had a child given birth or adopted, you have to respect. Those are mothers, and you make sure you respect them as a mother. Am I saying that right? What do you think about that?
Sure. I think
yeah.
so. I think,
because
I think it's very, yeah, it's very clear that that's what we need to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to get into some messages. I'm going to give us some things. My mom passed away in 2008, and it feels like, you know, you the only thing that got me and my brothers, my dad, and just other family members that was just close to my mom, her sisters, I'm quite sure brothers, is prayer. You know, to keep you pushing, keep you going. And you know, you're growing up, it's like, well, I had a minister, Mr. Reverend Howard, at my hometown church way back in the deep woods, right? But he lost his mom. And I was looking at Mother's Day, he always said, you know, make sure you, and every Mother's Day, as somebody said, even mentioned him in speaking, he would just break down in tears before he finished doing his speech. And, you know, you think about think about it, it's like, yeah, well, hope I have to face that one day. You know, you never know how life's going to change. No one's promised tomorrow. But when it hits, you know, and if you truly, I think even if you're not in touch your mom like me and my brothers were, and just, and I was blessed to have a good mother, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I really do believe it would take actually a part of you with you when she leaves. So it's very important when I say it, every day is a Mother's Day, a celebration. If that happens, you know, you'll start seeing how important she was when she was living, when she was a part of your life, when you can make that call, when you go home for the summertime or whenever you drive home, at a certain time, you know that she's going to be cooking a meal just for not for your, for your father, also too for you before you, because you're coming home. Or if not that, just excited right. to see you, just to give you words of wisdom, comfort, et cetera, to tell you the truth. When that's all gone, and then, you know, she can just cook that special recipe for you. Because you understand, right, now, right. I grew up in the city. Even people that's in the city can relate to me because you have different nationalities of people that have, they still keep their families going a certain way, to old, like a lot of old traditions, like, you know, coming for dinners during the week and whatnot, which is fantastic, and I think everyone should do that and have a big family or just a family period. So,
right.
you know, you miss when she's gone and you start thinking, and my mom died, Tim, and she left a, she used to do steak preserves, fat preserves also. So a lot of people don't, you know, listening, if you're young and not, a youth, you know, understand what we're saying. Well, they would go out and pick the fig, get the fig trees, go to fig trees, and get pick the figs, and they would put them in the water and actually just let them just sit there and just preserve for like so many days, so many months. Am I saying the right thing? You know, a lot of times I really didn't watch actually how it was done, but she told me, so I was just
right.
when I was waiting right. just eat them, you know, eat the preserves, you know, because it's like syrup, but it's more or less like a preserve, you know, it's like jelly, but
right, sure,
not like syrup.
Yeah.
Man, I tried to hold on to those preserves, Tim. She made like so many, like. You know, obviously, I look at the day, Tim. I think my mom knew that she was leaving. She made so many glass, you know, the fig jars, the old mason jars. She made them, a lot
yeah,
of them. She
sure.
did. And I tried to hold on to them, Tim, and try to save them, but I had to just go in there and just try them out. I could stop. I had to go in there and eat them. So, and I think that I just, a couple of last ones, I was going to try to just hold on to them as long as I can, just a memory. But, boy, the way she used to do it, boy, with those preserves, I mean, you know, you had no choice but to open the jar and start eating them. And you forget those things, man. So I suppose, listeners, you have to take each day at a time with your mom and understand and be appreciative in a way. That she's here for you today, and let her know too. Let her know, man, because when she leaves, you're gonna go through something, and it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing at all.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I know. My parents are getting older. You know, I'm gonna actually see my dad this weekend. I haven't seen him in quite a long time, and my parents mm-hmm. are getting older, and it's hard, you know, you think about it, I think about it, but, you know, they're not going to be around forever. And that's
no,
a hard one, you know, because, but moms, there's something about moms, though, you know, what is it about moms that, you know, just, I mean, I realize that there could be a lot of people that are listening that, you know, maybe their relationship with their mom hasn't always been the greatest, but there's something about moms. Even you know, criminals, they just have a thing for their mom. You know, there's something about moms that translate to most people. I won't say all people, but to most people, it translates to a person of just amazing importance in the formation of their life. You know, I mean, dads are important too, and I'm not trying to, you know, we can talk about that in June, but after Father's Day. But
yeah,
that's
later.
But you know, what do you think? I mean, when you think about your mom and all the different things, what was it about her that made her so honorable to you? That you know, it made such an impact on your life, especially as a boy. You know, what do you think that was?
First of all, I'm going to list a few things, just the importance of a mother and what my mom left, and then I'm going to talk about some messages she left us, and that sticks in my head today. But you're right, it's something about the dads, like, okay, we'll talk about that later, but moms, I've seen a lot of fights, Tim, growing up as a boy in the country, you know, and boys, you know, boys, they're different than females, so I mean, boys, I've seen a lot of fights because one guy may call us, he said, you know, your mama, you know, say something about his mom. So you're right. Your mothers, it's just something about a mother that, you know, it's just that you're a go-to-war for. My mom was the type of mom we had, mama. We'll jump off the cliff of our mother, period. No questions asked. We'll do it. That's the love we had, but my mom, she instilled that too, though, Tim. So the importance of a mother, my mom, you know, first of all, let me say this. She was there for us. I'm saying, I'm going to say the importance of it, and I'm going to go back and tell you how I can explain it to everyone about my mom. But the importance of a mother says she's the reason why we're here, number one. A mother keeps the emotions down, just aggression around the house. She keeps it down. She calms things down. Mothers are comforting. They make preparations to make sure you're okay. Any preparation, they do it physically, mentally, spiritually. They believe in you. She looks ahead in life to make a smooth path for you. Pays attention. She listens, will stand tall for you, and proud to have you and appreciate that you're in her life. And best of all, she's a number one fan. I'll say it again. Best of all, you're her number one fan. You are. I was. My brothers, my dad, you're number one fan. My brothers, I'll say, as kids. So that's what my mom was. And when you have that, you know, your mom is everything. But unfortunately, Tim, I've traveled around the world, and I think, you know, in college, you know, you don't have a conversation about your mom too often because you're playing sports, you're meeting people, you may meet a friend or whatever, you're dating or whatnot, et cetera. But when you introduce to your mom can tell so many good things about him, or just if it's negative, and just tell you what to expect, what to prepare for. Mm-hmm. But you find, too, Tim, you have, and I think you find this in the world today, a lot of people being judgmental because how they treat their own mom. Now, I found, Tim, that there's been males and females that I've known through my life that didn't have a good relationship with their mom. They didn't have their mom standing tall for them, making preparations for them. It didn't matter what time of the day. I had the type of mom that we were to play a championship game, and it was just not my mom. The neighbors, Ms. Zeno, Ms. Foster, Ms. Simpson across the street. I mean, all the way down the line, Leon Drive, it was this way. You had, we getting up to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning to drive to New Orleans for a championship game. It didn't matter what time it was. Mom was up cooking breakfast at 2 o'clock, getting all my clothes out and everything. I'm in that sleep just getting ready to go to this game. I'm in high school. If we were traveling to watch my older brother play, I was to my younger brother. that's the type of mom I had, and we're just and it filters all across through the neighborhood today. That's how it was back then. Now, and people say, they used to tell me, they said, you guys just spoil, Rod. You just spoil. And I'm like, what are you talking about, spoil, whatever. But you know what, Tim, now as I look back in life, especially, and you see a lot of you guys listen right now, you see this too. And a lot of guys, you guys right now already know because your moms are not here. They're in a better place. So you find that, in a sense, you were spoiled because you forget and realize how good your mom was to you. And you have so many adults today. You have youth today. You have little young boys, young girls right now that their mom is not communicating with them at all. And they're not telling them the truth. They don't have their back. Anything like that. See, it's different with a mom versus a daughter. You see, Tim. See, a mom can lay down a law whatever she wants with a daughter. She's right there. She has control. I don't care if it goes to the court system. It don't matter. The mom has control. It's not like, you know, and we're going to talk about the father down the road, but your mom has authority, a lot of authority over that daughter and your kids, period. Because you know what? Like we said, if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. You know, they just can't get you here alone. So,
right.
You know, I'm at the point. I mean, I totally was thankful, blessed, the whole nine to have a mom like I had. And I don't even know if I answered your question. I just went off on just kind of thinking about, and I can't stop thinking. I think every day. Huh?
No, I think you did. I think you did. And so, okay. You know, yeah, I think moms are in, I think moms deserve honor. In fact, you know, a lot of people, I deal with a lot of young people, of course, from about, most of the people I deal with are now college age, but I deal with a lot of people, but even adults. And, you know, the thing about it is I tell people all the time that when it comes to your mom and dad, you know, you got to do whatever it takes to honor them. Doesn't mean that you don't, doesn't mean that you have to like everything they did. It doesn't mean that you have to be okay with everything that they did. You know, there are some moms and dads out there that have done some things to their children that should not have been done. And there's nobody is claiming that. But that really doesn't keep
right.
you from honoring them. And to honor somebody, you know, it's a different thing. You know, I grew up in a family that had some real issues. And it at times was very hard to honor my parents for some of the decisions that they made. But, you know, it wasn't until I really got a hold of this idea of saying, you know, I'm going to honor them, even though I don't agree with everything they did. I certainly don't agree with everything that they made me do. But you know what? I'm still going to honor them because they're still my mom and dad. And they really did what they thought was the right thing to do. And they're flawed, and so am I. And once I got to the point where I could forgive them for the things that had angered me, my life, at that point, Stevie, it went forward in a way that was different. And I think that's one reason why it's so important to honor our parents, is because even though there's a lot of times parents do things that, you know, I mean, I know as a dad myself, I've made some mistakes that I wish I hadn't made. But, you know, the thing about it is that when you honor your parents, it allows you to move forward in life. If you don't honor your parents, if you're really mad at your parents and don't forgive them and don't honor them, what's really happening is, for you, is you are kind of stunting your ability to move forward. And you know, that
right.
that plays out in a lot of ways. You know, it plays out in your ability to, you know, move forward in your own life and to have your own relationships and, you know, to raise your own children. And there's a lot that you got to get through. So, you know, I always tell people, you don't have to like what happened. You know, liking what happened or agreeing with everything is not a requirement of life. But what is a requirement of life is that you forgive people, and especially forgive your parents, and honor them when you talk about them, be honorable about what you say. And you know what? Your life is not going to get stuck And I've met a lot of people, Stevie, over the years who their lives, they felt like they were stuck in life. And almost always, I can't say 100% of the time, but I'll bet you 90% of the time, there are issues with their parents. And that's the thing that's got to get solved first. Doesn't mean there aren't any other issues, but those are things that have to get solved first. And so when I think of honoring my mom or honoring my dad, that's what I think of. I don't think of agreement all the time, but I do think about honoring them for what they gave me in my life and honoring them with even, them being in the place that they were to raise children. It's not easy. And raising children is not for cowards, I'm going to say that. It is a hard job, and we make a lot of mistakes. So,
right. You know, I think, too, you had mothers, too, back in the day that stood strong all across the nation, all across the world, in a sense that if they saw another mother that wasn't doing what was right, they would let them know, or they wouldn't have anything to do with them. But they would let everyone know that this mother's not treating her kids right. That's a mm-hmm. That's what I grew around. Okay? Mm-hmm. It didn't matter what nationality you were. If your kid was out of line, and we're going to talk about that too, but this is a mess, they will let them know. I mean, they would let everyone know. It's like, she's not, I don't know what she's doing, but it's not right. It's not right the way she's doing it, like she's raising a child. But tell me, I would say, I found it one time strange that another person that was didn't care for their mom in a sense, when it first happened to me, and I think that was, around my 20s when I really realized this, because I grew up in a small town, for your listeners, a real small town. I mean, it was real, real small, just thousands. So I wasn't a big city to most of the moms that wasn't doing well in that community. It wasn't that many, and everyone kind of was working, had a job, and they was kind of, but there was some that was off track, but it wasn't that many. So I kept myself kind of like in a situation where I was isolated around good mothers majority of the time, but that's why I'm saying it happened to me in my 20s. But you understand, the reason I'm saying this too, there was this high-end professional athlete. I don't call his name, but everyone knows him pretty much. But they was asked the question, I think they called his mom. I mean, they made a call, and basically saying that, he or she didn't treat his mom right. It was he or she, okay? No one knows what happened in the household when he was growing up. So how can you be judgmental to him if he's not speaking out to his mother? There was kids that were abused by their mother, and we're going to get the fathers now. We're going to get the Father's Day. Okay? There's a lot of things that happened in the household that had moms that was just riding with the demon that no one never wants to talk about. They want to talk about what they think. But get the whole story. Even says in the Bible.
Right.
Get the whole story before you start running with something. So you have that, and I found out that you have a lot of there are mothers out there that didn't give attention to the kid when it was growing up. Just kind of like pushed them off. Like, all right, I had her, so let her go over there and do what she wants to do. A lot of parents that want to be the teenager. A lot of moms.
Right.
A lot of moms is jealous of the young girl because she's a beautiful young lady, and now she's grown up to be a little girl. Now she's grown up to be a young lady. She's just jealous of her because she's just there. She took her feel like she took her style, took what she had. But they're forgetting that they basically that you're blessed in a sense to have that child. There's so many moms out there today. There's not moms. Ladies out there today that can't have kids, that would do anything for a kid, have a daughter. So we cannot forget, because going through life, you say, well, how's your relationship with your mom? I don't like my mom. Well, ask questions. Because then you get to understand that person, why they a certain way, why they may have a chip on their shoulder, why they feel like they have the type of drive they do.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, they're going to have to be questioned by God. Your mom that brought you in life, is she being just does not give you the time of day, just disrespectful to you, just does not want you around her, then help you to get through the stages of life, the battles of, you know, just that you have to go through life to get there.
Right. Right.
And go ahead, Tim. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with you. That's it. I agree with you. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've definitely, Tim, lately this has been happening a lot. People I just travel, run across, and, oh, yeah, I'm a mom, you know. So you can't question why a person feels a certain way or why they're not spending time and attention to their mother. Because all mothers, they don't make the mothers like they used to do when we grew up, Tim. They're out there now, but they do mm-hmm. have some. You do have some awesome moms now, you do. But there were some. Don't think that it's all pieces and cream on the other end for some folk.
Right.
The way it was for us. There are some mothers out there that just, like I said, they're just stubborn. And they feel like, okay, I had her. There she go. Let her go her way. And there's mothers mm-hmm. that don't want to take the time to listen to them, what they have to say, what they're going through. They see it that way, and that's it. I think I'm going to read something, too, here. It's just basically, I was saying, too, when you're faced with a situation between you and your mom, or even a very heated discussion, incident, et cetera, when you're at fault, okay, say you're at fault, it's not your mom's responsibility to approach you to solve or apologize if you're out of line. Nevertheless, if she's the one that's being very offensive, negative, and in fact a way that's totally unfair, she doesn't and not willing to listen, understand, or come to a conclusion what you're talking about. In this particular case, a situation, you're not at fault. When it gets this bad in a situation where she just don't listen, a lot of times you should seek advice elsewhere to another mom, like we're talking about, another mother around your mother's age. I'm talking about your girlfriend. I'm talking about a mother around your age. Where are your girlfriend? Because your girlfriend is not she's not your mom's age.
Mm-hmm.
She will understand some of the things that you're going to see because she's running right there with you. She can't see down the road like some mothers already down the road. They can see where you're going and what you know some of the things that kind of help you get through. They can't see everything, but they can help you get through the ropes. When it gets out of control like this, a lot of times you got to leave it in God's hands. Say your prayers and leave it in God's hands.
Sure. I agree.
I hope I explained it right. Huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think, you know, the problem is a lot of times I think people try to live kind of vicariously through their children. And, you know, that's not what your children need. Your children really need you to hone them into the people that they are, you know. And I think a lot of times what happens is, you know, moms, especially young moms, you know, moms that maybe became moms that they weren't expecting to become moms, you know, it was unexpected or something like that. What kind of tends to happen is now you have, you know, there's a lot going on with that scenario, and there's a lot of drama that's in that scenario, and unfortunately that's just the way it is. And I wish it didn't have to be that way, but it is kind of that way, and sometimes marriages don't make it, and sometimes things happen. And so sometimes the tendency of moms is to live kind of, well, I'm going to live through the success of my children. And, you know, that is a problem, because if my life is valued based on if my children fail or succeed at any particular thing, well, now I'm not really giving them a very stable environment, because a stable environment is one that your children can fail in. You know, children fail. They fall down. I mean, if you look at a baby, babies start to walk. They fall down a lot. I mean, babies fall down all the time. And then pretty soon they don't fall down as much, and then pretty soon they walk around, and then pretty soon they're running all over. And you know, and then pretty soon they're growing up, you know. And a kid who's 10 years old or 18 or people like you and I that are older, we don't typically fall down like we did when we were babies. But it had to be – it was okay for them to fall down. We, you know, we would just go, oh, he fell down. You know, we don't do that now. If I fall down now, somebody comes running and says, are you okay? Because it's not, you know, it's not the same thing. And kids, a lot of times, we can't expect them to operate in an adult world. They're not adults. And we have to expect that they're going to fail, that they're going to do some things, that they're going to make bad choices. That's what we're there for. We're there, and that's what's honorable about our position. But at the same time, I'll say what I said before, and that is that raising children, rearing children is not for, it's not for cowards. It's a very difficult, and I think we have to be honest about it. When we have children, we have to be honest about the fact that, hey, you know what, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to have to learn this as we go, you know, and we're going to have to model ourselves after what our parents did well. And in some cases, we may have to learn some new skills. But that is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the truth. That's the truth. Because you have those, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to read this from a biblical standpoint. I'm going to go to Exodus 20th chapter, 12th verse.
Mm-hmm.
It says, this is the flip side of a situation, that if you don't, you've been in a situation with your mom and she hadn't been there for you, but you still are your father, but mother, we're talking about right now, the Mother's Day. You have to honor your father and your mother. That's what it says. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord, your God, is giving you. I'm going to say it again. Exodus, 20th chapter, 12th verse. Honor your father and your mother. Okay? Sometimes it gets hard. And you kind of, things go in your life. It's like, you know what? This woman is just, I don't know what's wrong with her. But you have to honor them in a way, you know, and just keep, if they have a problem, see about it, keep going. But you know their ways. But make sure you honor them and give them some attention.
Right.
That your days may be long in the land that the Lord, your God, is giving you. What do you think about that, Tim?
Well, I think it says a very similar thing in Leviticus 19. In Leviticus 19, verse 3, it said, every one of you should respect and revere his mother and his father. So everyone should respect and revere his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. So here God is the same thing. It's same two different places in the first five books of the Bible here, but he's saying the same thing, that every one of you shall give reverence, respect, honor your mother and your father. And I love that verse in Exodus that you read, because it's a verse that has a promise with it, that if you'll do that, your days will be long on the earth. And I don't know that means necessarily that your days will be long, meaning that you will live to be old. But what it does mean is that your days will be long. You will accomplish a lot. You will have success. There will be great blessing for you. And so the days being long, you know, because you might say, well, I knew somebody who honored, loved his mom and dad more than anybody I ever met, and he died young. You know, the day that we die is, you know, the day that we're born, there's a day that we're going to die that's already been established. I mean, it is what it is. And so, you know, so many times we try to put everything into the human capacity to understand death and life, and I think that's when we miss a lot of things. I think what we have to start thinking is that, you know, it isn't that we live, but how we lived. And I think when you look at when you look at respecting and honoring your parents, what the Bible is saying there is your days will be long. You're going to have, you will find that life is a lot different. And even in the hard times, it's bearable when you have your mom and your dad and everything is okay with them. I remember being a kid, and if something was wrong with my mom, you may as well have just wrecked my world. I mean, that's just terrible. And, you know, what's funny is that now that I'm married, it's the same thing with my wife. If something's wrong with my wife, I know that something's wrong with her, and it kind of upsets my world. It taught me early as a child how to make sure that my relationships, that I was sensitive to what was going on with my relationships. And so it's important. And so, like I said, I may not have agreed with everything that they did, but I certainly honor them, you know, and appreciate everything that they gave to me and everything that they taught me. And they're still alive, so they're still teaching me things. I have the fortune of having my parents still. You lost your mom, but I have the distinct privilege of still having both of them. And so until they're gone, I'm going to take advantage of everything I can with them. And by the way, you are right. Your parents are your number one fans. Trust me, it doesn't matter how bad your relationship is with your mom or your dad. They're still your number one fan. They are always going to have a special place in their heart for you. And reestablishing that is a big deal.
Right. That's right. That's right. I'm going to leave something with you, too. I'm going to say some messages that my mom left us, and I keep it in my head today. It was something she always preached. She used to preach this. She didn't preach it every day, but she'd preach at least once a couple of times a month, or once a month, however. But she, believe me, she'd preach it. And she always let us, she left us basically just letting us know that, you know, be honest, you know, love one another, tell the truth, believe in yourself, walk away from trouble, keep prayer in your life. If you don't have anything positive to say about anyone, then don't say anything at all. Another thing, too, the last thing she said, always put your trust in God. Simple, to the point. And if everyone would do that, life would be a better place. Unfortunately, that's a different situation, another topic. But,
that's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Those are things she left us. And I try my best to stay on track with that, no matter what I go through or what I've been through. Yeah, you know, so Mother's Day, again, Tim, is a very, very important a day that should be celebrated every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because when your mom, whenever she leaves, she would definitely take a part of you. Whether you have a relationship with her or not, he's going to tend to think about it all the time. Some of the saddest things that happened to you in your life, your mom wasn't being fair to you. It could be at one moment that you thought your mom was on track, being positive for you and for you, in such a situation that, you know, I love my mom, Chris with my mom. My mom is my number one fan. Until all of a sudden she just hurts her feelings and she's gone. She just went something, did away with you, just didn't want to be bothered with you anymore. Just own you, in a sense. But when she leaves, it's going to hit. You know, so.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so Tim, like I said, I'm thankful for, for having a mom that I had. She is everything I still think about every day. Me and my brothers, actually, and of course, my dad. And but when I go home too, was talking about a female parent, once female parent, a mother-in-law, stepmother, an adoptive mother, a mother. When I go home, my Ms. Zeno and Miss Foster, my neighbors, you know, and then my aunts, they're like my moms, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I meant about the females. If you're not getting along with your mother, cling to someone or get advice from another mother, not your girlfriend, your mother.
Right.
someone your mom's age. Your girlfriend can't help you in a certain situation. Your mom, your mother could, or another mother can, in a sense. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's
been
the deal.
The road. He's somebody who's been down the road a piece, who can look back
exactly.
And say, yeah, I can help you, you know, yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, and to make it through life, sorry. If you expect adults are not sorry, but that's the only way you're going to get through there. That's going to be true to you. Now you can, so that's just the way it is. But Tim, we can shut it down early. I mean, I want to talk about this, and it's like I said, it's a daily deal. Listen to your mom, and just having a mom around, a mother, and just listen to the words of wisdom from other mothers, that's adult mothers that's much older in age,
right.
Like my mom, and just a mother. Period. You know, they brought you life. You're having a chance to do better in life, do better than what actually that if she was against you, better than what she taught you, better than what she is, what she was. You know, you have a chance to go and just put your hands in God and keep going. Just keep fighting and keep going.
Right. Well, so to all the moms that are listening, we know it's a little bit late, but happy Mother's Day. And we do honor you, and we're glad for you, and certainly we hope that you had a wonderful day. And, Steve, again, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
and we'll catch you next time. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
All right, Tim. I'll talk to you later. Good night.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have on this edition of the Stevie Anderson Radio Program. Join us next time in 2 weeks when we will talk about another great subject, take your calls, and just have a great time. Monday, not this Monday, but a week from Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. God bless.